Hare Krishna. So the second day of seminar on Garga Samhita. Yesterday, we were discussing about Krishna killing different demons, and the last thing we discussed about Kaliya being subdued by Krishna. And so in this way, Krishna killed many demons. Krishna actually came to annihilate the demons. Binashayacha Dushkritam. And the other reason for Krishna's coming is Paritranaya Sadhunam, to deliver, to protect, and to maintain his devotees. So I also discussed yesterday that how Krishna performs his pastimes to attract his devotees. Krishna is Sarvakarshak, therefore his name is Krishna. And Krishna is extremely compassionate and merciful to his devotees. So, devotee's attitude therefore is Krishnaika Sharanam. Devotees only want to depend upon and take shelter of Krishna. And the purpose of sessions like this is to develop that attraction for Krishna. So, in the Bhagavatam classes also we discussed that how that development, that attraction for Krishna develops through hearing. Shrotapantha. This process is the process of hearing. In this respect, we can also see that how the spiritual domain, spiritual world, is beyond our sense perception. Beyond our sense perceptions means with our senses we can never reach the spiritual world. Our senses are material. Our senses are meant for receiving material perceptions. With our eyes, we can only see the material things. With our ears, we can only hear about material sound. The only thing that can reach the spiritual world or spiritual domain is our hearing. Not that it can reach, but it can perceive. When we hear, then we get to know. Although we cannot see the spiritual world, but by hearing, we can get to know about the spiritual world. So ears are the only faculty, only sense, that can reach the spiritual world, spiritual domain. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing the effect of the holy name. Karno randhro patho diya ridi majhe praveshiya borishoy shudha anupam. Entering through the ears, through the karno randhro patho diya, through the passage or through the pathway of the holes of the ears. The transcendental sound vibration enters into our consciousness, enters into the region of heart. Therefore, hearing is so important. Therefore, the process itself is known as Shrota Pantha. This process of spiritual advancement is just through hearing. If somebody says that, why cannot see Krishna? Or they even ask, have you seen Krishna? In that respect, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a very nice answer. He says, if I say yes or no to this question, will you understand what it means? Because seeing Krishna is not like the way we are seeing things now. The seeing Krishna will be possible, or seeing Krishna is possible, only through spiritual senses. And to give an understanding about what that perception is, that is, one has to see Krishna with devotion. One can see Krishna only through love. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayan. How does a devotee see Krishna? Sees Krishna in his heart. Santa sadaiva ridayeshu. Ridayeshu, in the heart. Bilokayanti, sees. He sees Krishna within his heart. So, that perception is very different from this perception. Another way to see is, there is a thing called mind's eye, manaschakshu, manaschakshu. In mind's eye, our minds have eyes, just as this body has eyes. Our subtle body, made of mind, intelligence and false ego, also has eyes. Okay, I think I won't sing today. Kono gaan select kora hoyechilo ajke? Tak. Tu boshte paro ekhane, no harm. Okay. The mind also is like an example, the mind's eye. When you are asleep, your gross body is inactive, but you're dreaming. Do you see? In your dream, do you see? Yeah, that is the perception through the mind's eye. When you're deeply hearing something, do you see? Yes, that's the perception through mind's eye. Yes.
as the perception.
So just as there is mind's eye, there is spiritual.
So just as there is mind's eye,
the spirit souls have eyes. And those eyes will open only when we develop our love for Krishna. Premanjana churita bhakti vilajana. So, the main thing is, another thing is, that can we see Krishna? Only when Krishna reveals himself we can see.
Only when Krishna reveals himself we can see.
Krishna will make us see. Krishna will come.
Krishna will then we will see. Make us see. Krishna will come. And then we will see.
Another way of seeing. When you
another
go
way of seeing.
And see the deities in the altar.
When you go
deities on the altar.
And see the deities in the altar.
Who are you seeing?
Deities on the altar. Who are you seeing?
Krishna very mercifully has revealed himself.
Krishna very mercifully has revealed himself in his archa vigraha.
So these are the various ways of seeing Krishna. Yes, when you see bhakti vilochanena, when you are seeing
bhakti vilochanena, when you are seeing
when you see the deities, you are seeing Krishna himself manifested in that form. That's why there is a difference between murti sometimes they say that we are murti pujak. We are worshipping
sometimes
a murti.
They say that we are murti pujak.
Murti is a material
we are
form.
Worshipping a murti.
But vigraha is spiritual. So, this vigraha is non-different from Satchidananda vigraha. Satchidananda. Eternity, knowledge. Main thing is, the bottom line is, devotees don't care whether we are able to see Krishna or not. But the devotee's attitude is, let Krishna see me. Krishna is seeing me. Let me act according to that understanding. He is watching me. He is sitting in his heart. He knows what's going on inside my heart, what's going on inside my mind. Krishna is seeing that. Therefore, let me act accordingly. Let's be very serious. Let us not just consider that that by wearing tilak, wearing kantimala, pretending to be like a Vaishnav, appearing to be like a Vaishnav, we have achieved the goal of life. No. The real thing is how Krishna is seeing me. When I am doing something, is it for my lab puja pratishtha? Is it when I am doing something, is it for my distinction, adoration and profit? Is it this for my false ego's inflation? Or it is simply to please Krishna? Is it for me, whatever I am doing, is it for me or is it for Krishna? So that is the most important consideration. And when we sincerely think about it, then we'll see that in most cases, although we are thinking that we are devotees, although we are presenting ourselves as devotees, Most of the time, our activities are not really devotionally motivated. Just consider when I'm receiving, when I'm eating Krishna prasad. Is it relishing it with meditating on how Krishna tasted it? Or is it because how I am tasting it? Therefore, spiritual life is a sincere and honest evaluation of our intention. Let us evaluate what is our intention. Is it for Krishna or is it for me? Even if it is not so perfect, doesn't matter. But let's keep on trying. So, these are the most important consideration in an occasion like this. The purpose of the seminars is simply to prepare ourselves for spiritual advancement. And one important consideration is that when you are trying to become a devotee, when you're practicing to become a devotee, try to get rid of your false ego. False ego, what is the meaning of false ego? The meaning of false ego is to establish myself as the best. That is one aspect of false ego. I am the best. I am the greatest, and everyone else is of no importance. This tendency develops because of our identification with the body. I am the best, meaning me in this body, me who is identifying himself with this body, considering he is the best. But when you make spiritual advancement, then this attitude changes. It becomes the opposite. The more we make advancement spiritually, more we become free from false ego. That proud feeling that I am the best. And when one becomes totally free from false ego, then what's his attitude? Purisher kit hoite muishe loghishto. He thinks that I am more fallen than a worm in the stool. Purisher kit hoite muishe loghishto. That is the mood that a pure devotee displays. So that is the goal that we have. And that will happen only due to our spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement means successfully identifying ourselves with the body. Successfully identifying ourselves with the soul. That is the real spiritual progress. And the body is there, yes. When I am in this world, this body is me. I am identifying. But that body is meant to serve Krishna. This body is not an instrument for my enjoyment, but this body is meant to be used in Krishna's enjoyment. Krishna has given this body, material nature has given this body, our parents have given us these bodies, simply to be engaged in Krishna's service. So, after that, Krishna killed all the many demons. Some principal demon was that Krishna killed that I thought of narrating. One is Arishtasura. Arishtasura is a demon who came assuming the form of a bull. And this demon came assuming some gigantic form like Agasura, Bakasura. You have seen what kind of form they came with. Huge form. And naturally, the cowherd boys were afraid. The residents of Vrindavan were afraid. That, oh, what a terrible creature has come. And look what he's doing, roaring. Like thousands of lions. And as it is moving with the each step falling, is making the earth tremble. And just then sometimes it's digging the earth with his hoof. So naturally the devotees are afraid. And when the devotees are afraid, they take shelter of Krishna. And what did Krishna do? Krishna said, okay, I will take care of this. And he challenges the demon. And they fight. The demon tries to kill Krishna. And Krishna gets into a fight. And then what is the result of ultimate fight? Although Srimad Bhagavatam is describing very briefly about the result of the fight, but books like Gargat Samhita gave much details. The cow came, Arishtasura came and tried to kick Krishna with his hind leg, and Krishna grabbed the hind leg, started to. First it came with the attack. And then Krishna hits with a punch. It becomes unconscious. But then again it gets up and attacks Krishna. Many, many times the bull attacked Krishna. And then finally Krishna killed the bull. So Krishna killed the bull, like many other demons. And then Krishna went to tend the cows, played with friends. And when Krishna met the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, told Krishna, please don't touch me. Why? What happened? You have become contaminated. Why is that? Why are you saying that I have become contaminated? Because you have killed a cow. You have killed a bull. And Krishna said, come on. It was not a bull. It was a demon who came in the form of a bull. Still, it was a bull. And a big argument took place. See how wonderful the pastimes are. Krishna and Radharani dealing with each other just as ordinary human beings. You have killed the bull. No, I did not. That was a demon. still. Then finally Krishna said, okay, fine. Then tell me, how should I get rid of all my sinful reactions committed by this act? And she says, go, take bath in all the holy tirthas, holy places of pilgrimage. All the holy places of pilgrimage has some water in the form of a pond, or in the form of a lake, or in the form of a river. So, Krishna was told, go, take a bath in all the holy rivers, all the holy places, and then only you'll become free from contamination of killing a bull. And Krishna said, look, I don't have that kind of time. It'll take years if I have to go to all the places of pilgrimage. But then Krishna said, okay, what if I bring all the places of pilgrimage here and take bath in their water? I said, okay, fine. If you can do that, go ahead. And then Krishna immediately called all the holy rivers, all the holy places, and the kundas that are there in the holy places, they all came there. Krishna did that by hitting the ground with his heel. And immediately a cavity was created, and all the holy places of pilgrimage came there. And Radharani and the gopis saw, yeah, all the places of pilgrimage are there, and their personified tirthas are offering prayers to Krishna. Krishna took a bath. Okay? Am I purified now? They all nodded their head without saying anything, totally embarrassed. What a fit Krishna performed. We thought that we will get Krishna to submit to us, but now we can see that Krishna defeated us again. And they felt that, look, we have to match something, match this act. So we also will fill. We also will make a pond. So they all took out their bangles and started to dig the earth with their bangles. And as a result of that, a place was created, and all the holy places filled that place also with the water, holy water. And also it is said that that place was actually filled with the love of Srimati Radharani. So this is how these two lakes or kundas were formed. Shyamkund and Radhakund. Kunda or pond that was created by Shyam and his associates, and Radhakund, the kunda that was created by Srimati Radharani and her associates. So this is how these two places of pilgrimage, Shyamkund and Radhakund, appeared. So, and the other demon that Krishna killed is Keshi. They all took place in different times. I'm just going ahead with that. And then I'll come to some childhood pastimes of Krishna. So this is how Krishna is performing his pastimes in his childhood. Another demon that came was Keshi, sent by Kamsa. Not sent by Kamsa, Keshi actually went to meet Kamsa. And he saw Kamsa is in such a bad state. There are rings around his eyes. His face looks so pale and due to anxiety. And Keshi asked, "So, Kamsa, what happened? Why are you in such a state?" Then Kamsa confided in him that, you know, this Krishna and Balaram, they are just impossible to deal with. And they just, I'm sending so many demons, they're so powerful. No one could actually defeat them besides me. I was the only one who could defeat all these demons. Otherwise, even the demigods could not. But all these demons are killed, one after another. In case you said, "Okay, Kamsa, I know this Krishna and Balaram are causing you so much anxiety and fear. So I'll go and deal with him. I will take care of Krishna Balaram." Then Kamsa said, "Keshi, these two boys are impossible. Aghasura got killed, Bakasura got killed, Pralambasura got killed. So the demons are naturally very proud. So this demon actually mentioned, Kamsa, they may have been killed, but Keshi is Keshi. Keshi can take care of them." And Kamsa said, "Okay, if you want, then you can go give it a try, but be very careful." So Keshi went, assuming the form of a horse, and like other demons, created great anxiety and fear among the devotees of Vrindavan. But Kamsa's friend Keshi, then charged Krishna, tried to kill Krishna. Krishna simply grabbed him by his hind legs, and started to swing him overhead, and then finally threw him. Swinging and swinging and swinging, then he let him go. And this Keshi landed right in front of Kamsa. And by that time, Keshi's form was totally out of shape. Like it was just a lump of flesh and some bones dropped in front of Kamsa. Kamsa wondered, "What's this?" And then he realized that this was Keshi's body. He started to tremble in fear. So this is how Krishna took care of all these demons one after another. So paritranaya sadhunam. Krishna killed all this. And how did he give pleasure to the devotees? So let us consider some of the pastimes that Krishna performed for the pleasure of his devotees. Because the purpose of Krishna's arrival, purpose of Krishna's coming, is simply to give pleasure to his devotees. Krishna is just a little boy, and he goes with his friends to steal butter. And so what they would do, butter pots are generally hanging from the from the ceiling on rope rafters. Inside the rope rafters, the pots are placed and they're hanging. They didn't use shelves and things for keeping things. This is the way they would keep their butter and milk, milk products. So it's quite high, and they're little boys, they can't reach that. So what they would do, one boy would climb on top of another boy. He would climb on top of another boy. Or sometimes they would hold the hands like this. And one will step on that. And another boy would come on his hand and climb onto Krishna's body or somebody, the other boy's body. And this is how finally they would lower all the butter pots. And sometimes they couldn't reach the butter pot, so with their stick they just hit that butter pot and make it break. And so then this way they would get the butter, eat the butter, and the monkeys also would follow. Those who have gone to Vrindavan, you have seen how many monkeys are there. So these monkeys also would follow them. So Krishna would also feed the monkeys. Come, you also take some butter. And everyone will become so full after eating all this butter that even the monkeys would say that, look, we had enough, we can't take any more. Then Krishna would say that this butter is so bad that even a monkey doesn't want to eat it, saying that Krishna would break the pot. And then on a cot, the little child, little son of the gopi is sleeping. Krishna pinched that child. If somebody is sleeping and you pinch, what happens? Wakes up crying. The mother comes running. What happened to my child? What happened to my child? And then they saw Krishna is running out with his friends. So this gopi, her name is Prabhavati, she went and told Mother Yashoda, look, your son does all this mischief in my house. Mother Yashoda was a little surprised. She was a little surprised because she saw Krishna was always with her. And so she couldn't understand when Krishna went and did all that mischief. So she would say that, Prabhupada, are you sure that it is Krishna who did it? Then Prabhupada would say, do you think I'm lying to you? If he didn't do it, then why did I come here and tell you he had done all that? So Mother Yashoda then said, see, the problem is that all this while Krishna was with me, so I'm wondering when Krishna went to your house and did all that. So then Prabhupada said, okay, fine. Now I will catch him red-handed and bring him to you. Like, you don't recognize how naughty your child has become. And if you don't correct him, then he'll grow up to become a bandit. So this way they would have some argument. And Mother Prabhavati angrily went back to her house. Okay, I have to show Yashoda. And she was waiting for Krishna to come and do the mischief. Then finally one day Krishna came and did the same thing. Climbed on top of each other's back, lowered all the butter pots, ate the butter, fed the monkeys. And when the monkeys also wouldn't want to eat that, they break the pot saying that this butter is so bad that even the monkeys don't want to eat. and then pinched the child, sleeping child of the gopi. And when the child woke up crying, Krishna, along with his friends, ran out of the house. But while they were running out, this Prabhavati gopi was hiding behind the door. She just came and grabbed Krishna. So now I caught you. And Krishna said, please let me go. I promise I'll never come and do these things at your house. Prabhupada said, nothing doing. I'm going to take you to your mother to show that my complaint about you to her was genuine. She wouldn't believe. She's so blind with her affection for you that she wouldn't even listen to our complaint. So now I'm going to show her what you've been doing. Krishna started crying. Please let me go. Please let me go. My mother will chastise me. Fine. I want your mother to chastise you. Because you have become such a nonsense. So, saying that, she took Krishna on her back, on her shoulder, and she was walking. It was Nanda Maharaj's house. So she came to Mother Jashoda and said, Jashoda, now you believe what I said your boy does to my house. So now see for yourself. But Mother Jashoda started to laugh. So Prabhupada asked, what's the matter? I brought your son, catching him red-handed, and now that I brought him to you, you are laughing as if there was nothing. So it's a funny matter. And then Jashoda finally said, Prabhupati, see whom you brought. And Prabhupati looks up and sees that she's carrying her own son. She's totally bewildered. She could hear Krishna's voice still ringing in her ears. Please let me go, please let me go. I promise I'll never come back again to steal from your house. But now she is seeing her own son on her back. She wanted to prove that Krishna is guilty, and now it has become doubly proven that she had been lying. So very, very dejected, she started to walk back to her place. And then she heard again, Krishna is laughing. She looks up, it's Krishna. She got him down. Krishna, you are such a... I took you to your mother and to prove that what I said was correct, was all real, and now you embarrassed me in this way, just assuming the form of my son, as if my son had been doing all this nonsense, and I'm putting the blame on you. So Krishna said, see, I told you to let me go, but you didn't listen. I promised that I assured you that I won't come to your house, but still you wouldn't listen. And that's why, in order to protect myself, I had to do something. Yeah. Otherwise, I told you, my mother will beat me up. She'll not only chastise me, she'll also beat me up. So I had to do something in self-defense. Anyway, this time I have become your son. But if you catch me again and bring me to be my mother, then I'll become your husband. So in this way, by performing his wonderful pastimes, Krishna drowns his devotees in a pool of ecstasy. Iti driksha lilabhir ananda kunde shaghoshang nimajjantam akkhappayantam. In this way, Krishna drowns his devotees in a pool of ecstasy. Isn't it wonderful? Can you imagine? I mean, just by hearing, we are getting such delight. And if we are there watching, seeing how Krishna is acting, even by hearing, we can relish it the same way. This is how wonderful Krishna is. So, you all remember, Vasudev sent Garga Muni to the house of Nanda Maharaj to give Krishna Balaram the names. And he explained, giving the names, why he gave the names. Baladev, Bal means strength. So this boy will be extremely strong, extremely powerful. And he will give pleasure to everyone. Therefore he is Ram, Balaram. He appeared as the son of Mother Rohini. So he will be Rohini Nandan. He has been attracted from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Therefore he is Shankarshan. He will also unify all the Jadus together by his attraction. Therefore he is Shankarshan. In this way he gave various names to Balaram. And he also gave names to Krishna. Krishna, because he is all attractive, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, various names were given to Krishna. And after the name-giving ceremony, he went to the house of King Vrishabhanu and told King Vrishabhanu that, look, you have a beautiful daughter. This daughter is none other than Lakshmi Devi. And this boy who has been born in Nanda Maharaj's house is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, actually recognize that your daughter is his eternal consort. In this way, Garga Muni instructed King Vrishabhanu. And King Vrishabhanu became very pleased to hear that. And he recognized that his beautiful daughter has a suitable husband. And then when this daughter grew up, she had two friends, Lalita and Vishakha. So she, the young girls, they talk among themselves. And so one day Lalita, who is very expert in drawing, painting, said, "Lalit, Radhe, let's find out who is your husband. Who will ultimately come and claim you?" So she started to paint and show those pictures to Radharani. Radharani said, "No, not this one. One after another, she kept on rejecting. But when the painting of Krishna came, her head dropped out of embarrassment. So Lalita said, okay, Radhe, we found out who is going to steal your heart? And Radharani said, not going to steal my heart. He has already stolen my heart. Lalita, I won't be able to live without this person. So please do something about it. And so then Lalita goes to Krishna and says, Krishna, Radha has fallen in love with you. She's in such a bad shape that if you don't respond, then she's going to die. She won't be able to maintain her body. And then Krishna said, okay, I'll come. Don't worry. I'll come. So Lalita went and gave the news to Radha. And Radharani said, expressed her gratitude to Lalita. Lalita, you are my real friend. You have really saved my life. So, please tell me when he'll come. And how will he even come? Inside the house, no male member is allowed to come. And what to speak of us? Some member from the outside, some person from outside our community. So, how will Krishna come? Lalita said, look, I didn't ask all those details. But I know one thing, whatever Krishna desires, he can do that. He's Ichchamay. So, don't worry. He assured that he'll come soon. And then, a very beautiful girl appeared there. And Radharani kept on telling her about the cause of her anxiety. Like, she had been assured that Krishna knows about her love for him, but Krishna is not reciprocating. So this girl composed. He said, look, have patience. You see, in love life, you have to be patient. You can't rush things. And especially when you have to win the heart of the lover. So in this way, Lalita Devi advised. And this girl came, and Radharani started to confide in her that how her heart has been afflicted by Krishna. And so she said, let me see what can be done. Yeah, and Radharani just became so attracted to him as if she can't be separated. So when the girl said that I have to go and my brother is waiting for the cow, and after I milk the cow, then the cow will be sent to the barn. So I have to go and assist my brother. But I'll come tomorrow again. So this girl left. And the next day, she came a little late. Radharani was just waiting and waiting. And she felt that her beauty is so attractive. Like she couldn't just take her eyes away from her. So she told that, she was told how intensely she was feeling her separation. The girl said, see, what to do? You know, I was coming here and then on the way I met that boy whose name is Krishna. He is such a naughty boy. And he demanded tax from me because I was carrying milk product through his domain. And I said that, why should I pay tax? Why should I pay tax to you? The tax every year is given to Kamsa. He is the king. So he's getting the tax. But he still insisted, no, Kamsa is not the real owner of this land. I am the real owner of this land. And ultimately, he became so nasty, you know what he did? Out of anger, he just broke my butter pot. I have never seen such a character in my whole life. But Radharani says, no, Gopdevika, Gopdevata, don't speak like that about Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know. And he is just performing his pastimes with us in this way to give us pleasure. Otherwise, Krishna doesn't need to do all these things. It's for our sake that Krishna is doing that. And in this way, she kept on glorifying Krishna. Krishna is so generous. Krishna is always concerned about what we like to do, what we want. So he is doing this activity simply to give us pleasure. You see, the butter and other things have been kept here. And so this girl then said, okay, then if Krishna is really that good a person, then Krishna would immediately come here. If you think what you said about Krishna is true, then Krishna will immediately come here. So he said, let's see whether he does that. Let's both of us keep our eyes closed and let's see if Krishna comes here. So Radharani closed her eyes. And who is this girl? Krishna in the form of a young girl. So she just took off her woman's clothing and she appeared as Krishna. And when Radha opened her eyes, she saw that Krishna was standing there. So this is how Radharani's love for Krishna became fulfilled. Now, they met. They're in intense love. But the elders in the family don't like that. And on top of everything, Radharani is married to somebody already. His name is Abhimanyu. He's also a leading gopa. And so, as a married woman, she can't actually meet Krishna, but she can't help but being with Krishna, loving Krishna. So she was in great anxiety. And Krishna makes arrangements for meeting. In this way, they would meet. The question now arises, why Radharani had to get married to somebody else? That is to show us how obstacles intensify love. When there is obstacle, love becomes more intense. The movement of love is like the movement of a snake. A snake moves in ahireva gotir pramna. Ahi means a snake. Ahireva, like a snake. The movement of love is like a snake. It doesn't move in straight line. Does the snake move in straight line? No. The snake moves in this way. So love's movement is like that. And in separation, love becomes more intensified. Therefore, Krishna actually made the arrangement that Radharani, not only Radharani, many other gopis also were married, who were actually close to Krishna. They were all married. Now there is also consideration. Who is this Abhimanyu? Abhimanyu is Krishna's shadow. Abhimanyu is Krishna himself playing the role of Abhimanyu. So another thing is that Krishna, remember Krishna expanded himself, and when Brahma stole the cowherd boys and calves. So for 1 year, Krishna actually became those cowherd boys and calves. And Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, Father, this is a very good year for girls to get married. So whatever Krishna said, Nanda Maharaj would make it happen. So Nanda Maharaj made arrangements for all the young girls of Vrindavan to get married to different cowherd boys. So who did they get married to? Krishna. So these pastimes of rasa dance and others, where Krishna played the pastimes, Krishna is their hero, it all happened by this arrangement of Krishna. In this way, Krishna made all this arrangement through his internal potency, Yogamaya. So, I will continue later again. Well, I'll admit I'm feeling very tired. So what I'll do is I'll answer a few questions and then I'll end the class. Some questions came from the morning class. Praneshwari Radhika Dasi. Okay, sometimes it is very difficult to follow Krishna's instructions in dealing with material world. How to cope with it? Please guide me. Sometimes it is difficult to follow Krishna's instructions. That's why I asked Praneshwari Gopi, who is there, who had this question. Okay, she's missing. Okay. So what is the difficulty? Which instruction is difficult to follow?
Maharaj, like sometimes family issues like this is, and so it's very difficult to follow.
Okay, good. So as I said, the movement of love, how does love move? Huh? Right. So this is what is forcing you to move in a crooked way. The families are coming, giving obstacles, right? Now what will you do? Bulldoze through the family or avoid the situation to overcome it? Which one you'll do?
Avoid the situation.
Yeah, push on. Right. And when these obstacles come, let your intensity become even stronger. Your intensity to become a devotee, your intensity to become a servant of Krishna, become more strong. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. But never give up. Right? Just carry on. Tapan Tanaya, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Jad Gatvana Nibartante Tad Dhamo Paramang Mama. But here, Brahma, demigods, they went to Golok and returned back. How we can understand it? Yeah. They didn't go there to stay, they went there to take Krishna's help. That's why. They came back. this question next is from Janardan. Janardan Das. Where is Janardan? Okay. Srila Prabhupada, okay. Question, how Hiranyakashipu is related to Ashtagarbhas? Not Ashtagarbhas, Shatgarbhas. Shat means six. Yeah. It is Hiranyakashipu's, they were Hiranyakashipu's grandson. Kalnemi was Hiranyakashipu's son. So in that way, they were his grandson. Question, was Radharani elder to Krishna? By how many years? No, she is younger than Krishna. Krishna is 16 years old, she is 15 years something. Shulakshana Dhumal. You said when you are asleep, your gross body is in sleep. But my subconscious mind keeps on chanting Maha Mantra. And for hours together, I could not sleep. It goes on from last 6 months, resulting my health is suffering because of insufficient sleep. Continuously for months together, how would I overcome this situation? You see, if the mind is chanting, that's very good. And that lack of sleep will not harm you, but it will enliven you, because it's spiritually enlivening. So even if in your subconscious, as you said, or in your subtle body, if you're chanting, that's a very good sign. And the gross body won't be affected by that. Rather, the gross body will be enlivened by that. Right? Because when you do something that you like to do, when you're doing something that you enjoy to do you enjoy or suffer? So, when you are chanting, are you enjoying or suffering? So, why should body be affected by insufficient sleep? Madhur Radhika Dasi. Okay. Your name is Madhur or Madhuri? Madhur. Okay. Thank you for correcting me. Although I gave the name. Because that was at the back of my mind, that's why I corrected. How can we practically understand that what is the real shelter? And how can we know our own position in this regard? The actual shelter, the real shelter is when you take shelter and you get the shelter. Right? Say, for example, it's raining and you stand under a tree. But the tree is not very big and the leaves are not very dense. So the water is still coming there, although you're standing under the tree. Now, is that a real shelter? Why not? Because it's not protecting you from the rain. So real shelter is the shelter when you take that shelter you'll get the real protection. So the real shelter is the one, that shelter is real shelter that gives you real shelter. Okay? Now look at the different shelters that you may take. Do they give you real shelter? Like you may take some shelter, but you know when you become sick, that shelter doesn't give you the support. You take a shelter, but when you are in difficulty, that shelter doesn't give you the support. Are they shelter, real shelter? No. On the other hand, when you take shelter of Krishna, he gives you all the support. Even when your body is sick, Krishna takes care of it. And finally, when you leave the body, Krishna guides your soul back to his lotus feet. Okay? Now you found the real shelter. The real shelter is Krishna's lotus feet. And besides that, there is no other shelter. Subhadra, where is... Okay. Maharaj, you said that just surrender to Krishna and he'll protect you. But Maharaj, sometimes when problem comes in life, mind thinks that, oh, I can solve it. By which we cannot surrender to Krishna. So how to change that position of mind? So, so, what is happening? Are you taking shelter of Krishna when you are thinking that I can do it myself? Then, whose problem is it? So you cannot, this is not letting you surrender. Therefore, what you should do? You realize that you are totally useless. Right? You are not able to do anything yourself. Therefore, you have to depend upon Krishna. Now the question arises, when you get homework from school, and you have to do the homework, then do you say, Krishna, you do it? Krishna, I have taken shelter of you, so you take care of it. Will Krishna want it? No. So do your duty rightly. When it comes to do your homework, you pray to Krishna, Krishna, I am going to work on my homework. You please help me. Right? So this is how you're actually doing the job, but taking shelter of Krishna. Because Krishna wants that his devotees should do something to render service to him. Okay? Okay, this question is Kshama Nigam, Delhi. Where is Kshama Nigam? Kshama? Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, thanks so much for guiding us so well in the spiritual journey. What's the difference between Jagannath Vigraha and Krishna Vigraha? Why is it said that bandana of Jagannath Vigraha is a must in Kali Yuga? Could you please guide if having Jagannath Vigraha at home a must? So, Jagannath and Krishna are same. Jai Krishna, Jai Gaur, Shai Krishna, Shai Jagannath. Are you familiar with this expression? Whoever is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, he is Jagannath. There's no difference. So, now, the consideration is, in that respect, as you are saying, if they are same, then why is it said that Vandana to Jagannath is more effective than Jagannath and Krishna? Right? So, therefore, in Kali Yuga, Jagannath should be worshipped. That is because in this form, Lord Jagannath is more merciful to his devotees. That's why, like Krishna is Leela Purushottam. See what Krishna is doing? He is simply absorbed in performing his pastimes. Right? Therefore, Krishna doesn't have so much time to listen to you. But Jagannath has come out on the street to give darshan to all of us. So, will Jagannath be more receptive? That's the thing. Yes, Jagannath is more merciful, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more merciful. Therefore, we suggest that if you have to have deities at home, then have Gaur Nitai deities. Because Krishna's Radha Krishna Vigraha needs more strict and elaborate worship. So if you are inviting Krishna but not taking care of properly, then that will be an offense. So that's why we suggest, okay, better than Krishna, Radha Krishna Vigraha is Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. But better still is Gaur Nitai Vigraha. Was Radharani elder to Krishna at age when they appear on earth for pastimes? So I answered this question already. So you got the answer. And you see, we have to understand that in the spiritual world, things are happening by Krishna's arrangement, Krishna's mercy. Whereas in this material nature, everything is bound by time and space. If somebody appeared 26 years back, he is in this material nature, he is older than somebody who appeared in 24th year. But that is not the case with the spiritual world. That's because there are certain pastimes when it appears that Radharani was older than Krishna. Let me see I'll try to discuss those pastimes. Some scriptures claim that Radharani married Krishna when they appeared on earth. Is that true? Yes. Radharani was actually married to Krishna. Garga Samhita also describes that. Some Puranas also describe that. But in their earthly pastimes, they have this kind of dealing, as if Krishna is married. And so that is the uniqueness of the earthly pastimes. So there are two more questions, but I want to answer them now. You keep them. Next session, maybe I'll answer them. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.